instructions for the building of the tabernacle. This tabernacle was a portable habitation, a tent that was carried by the Israelites throughout their wilderness wanderings. It was used then in the Promised Land until the time, some roughly 500 years later, when under Solomon's direction the temple was built. All the people in this text were asked to make, quote, a contribution for its construction. Nobody was excluded from that, and no amount was required of any particular person. It was left up, the Lord says, to the heart of each person. And it reminds us that we too are to give from our heart, not under compulsion, not under a tyrant's thumb, but as a response to the presence of our God who has saved us and who dwells among us. In fact, that's literally what the word tabernacle means. It means to dwell. When God was dwelling amongst his people in a visible way, it reminds us, we read it earlier in the call to worship from John 1:14, where John writes that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Literally, what John writes there is the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. God dwelling with his people. Emmanuel, right? Well, the tabernacle was to be made, as we see in this text, of expensive, very expensive at times, materials. Where would these wandering Israelites gain such expensive and exquisite items? It came from God's provision. You recall that as the people left Egypt, God provided them with a great source of plunder from the Egyptians. And so these form the basis for the materials for the tabernacle. And here, what the writer to the Hebrews will later tell us is that what we see here is a picture of the tabernacle in heaven, the picture, a pattern, a blueprint, if you will, of what exists in the very presence of our God now. And so then, when we see too in this text, the most important thing that God gives commands for, and that's the building of the Ark of the Covenant. That place where God's word is deposited. That place where the mercy seat is laid out, where the sacrifices to cover the sins of God's people are made. So we look then to this precious picture of the salvation that our God provides, our God who even now dwells with us, as we read from Exodus chapter 25. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel that they take for me a contribution from every man whose heart moves him. You shall receive the contribution for me. And this is the contribution that you shall receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins, goat skins, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones, and stones for setting, for the ephod and for the breastpiece. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell in their midst, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture, so shall you make it. They shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its breadth, and 1.5 cubits its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and outside shall you overlay it. And you shall make on it a molding of gold around it. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them on its 4 feet, two rings on the one side of it, and two rings on the other side of it. You shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, and you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark by them. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. And you shall put into the ark the testimony that I shall give you. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its breadth. And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Of hammered work shall you make them, one on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub on the 1 end and 1 cherub on the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat shall you make the cherubim on the 2 ends. The cherubim shall spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. Their faces one to another, toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubim be. And you shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark. And in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you. There I will meet with you. And from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim that are on the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will give you in command.